Welcome to the May 14th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, EMC World focuses on the private cloud, and virtualizing SQL Server gets a lot more expensive. I'm site editor Colin Steele.
And I'm assistant editor Keith Kessinger.
EMC World 2010 was in Boston this week. I'd never been to EMC World before because I thought of it mostly as a storage show. But since it was right down the street from the SearchServerVirtualization.com world headquarters, I decided to check it out this year. There turned out to be a lot of focus on virtualization, and the theme was Journey to the Private Cloud. On the first day of the show, the big virtualization-related news had to do with networking. EMC announced that they're going to resell 10 gigabit Ethernet switches from both Cisco and Brocade. 10 gig Ethernet's getting a lot of interest from advanced virtualization users because you need a fast, reliable network to do things like live migration, high availability, and fault tolerance. Cisco is one of EMC's strongest partners, so a lot of people were scratching their heads about EMC also working with Brocade. But EMC has been partners with Brocade for 13 years, and EMC execs told me that it's important for them to offer as many choices to customers as possible. That's why EMC takes so many different approaches to virtualization, like with the vBlocks that it bundles with Cisco and VMware, and its contributions to the Cisco Unified Computing System. On the second day of the show, EMC made some storage-related announcements with VMware. The first piece of news there was that you can now manage EMC's Clarion and Celera storage through vCenter using VMware's vCenter plugins. They also announced that Clarion and Celera now support VMware's vStorage APIs for array integration, which they call VAAI. Basically, there are some tasks that your storage system can perform better than your VMs and their hosts can. So this moves those tasks to the storage, which frees up space and computing power in your virtual infrastructure. So that's my report on EMC World 2010. We'll be right back with some news on virtualization licensing for SQL Server.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. SearchServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. New Microsoft licensing policies may cause users to reconsider virtualizing SQL Server 2008 R2. Previously, the Enterprise Edition offers unlimited virtualization rights if all the processors were licensed. Now, the Enterprise Edition supports only four OSs concurrently, but you can run unlimited database instances on each. This new licensing and pricing model may encourage the bad practice of running multiple instances of Microsoft SQL Server in a single OS. In this scenario, you lose virtualization's isolation benefit. So, if that OS crashes, you lose every SQL Server database with it. If you're looking for unlimited virtualization rights, there is a new Data Center Edition, but it costs twice as much as the old Unlimited Enterprise Edition. Ultimately, Microsoft doesn't believe that the new licensing guidelines will affect many customers. In fact, many IT shops take advantage of Microsoft's virtual processing licensing, in which they can license SQL Server based on the number of virtual CPUs used by the OS. But to take advantage of the Data Center Edition, every physical processor must be licensed, not just a subset. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Keith Kessinger.
And I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.